It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. You're listening to 91.1 WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Time once again for your father's Oldsmobile. And that was Muggsy Spanier with Bugle Call Rag, announcing that we're doing a Dixieland show this week. That's right. As I was just saying to Patty, you don't spend a week in New Orleans without doing a Dixieland show. So that's what we're doing. And because it was a week in New Orleans, we're doing a Dixieland show with a pretty heavy Louis Armstrong slant. Probably going to do one from Laughing Louie from each set. So if there are any Dixieland classics you'd like to hear, all you got to do is give me a call at 216-368-2208. We're going to hear from Muggsy again during the show. As I said, Louis Armstrong, Bunk Johnson, Red Nichols, Eddie Condon, and many others, including early Dorsey Brothers and other stuff like that. So anyway, there's plenty of room for requests in the next 2 hours in Dixieland style, so give me a call at 368-2208. We're going to kick things off with Red Nichols, as a matter of fact, and his Five Pennies doing their version of That's No Bargain. Oops. Thank you.
that. I'm not talking through my hat. Everybody loves my girl. Take a look. Ain't she smart? Don't look twice, you'll break my heart. Everybody loves my girl. What a voice, what a voice, just like a bird. She can sing anything, and still she never smoked a lucky. What a neck, like a swan, that's the neck I'm necking on. Everybody loves my girl.
My mama don't allow no music played in here. My mama don't allow no music played in here. We don't care what mama don't allow, we're gonna play our music anyhow. Cause mama don't want no music played in here. My mama don't allow no riffing done in here. My mama don't allow no riffing done in here. Mama has a heart that never melts, you better do your riffing somewhere else. Cause mama don't allow no riffing done in here. My mama don't allow no saxophones in here. My mama don't allow no saxophones in here. Every time she listens to a sax, she feels so good she pays her income tax. Mama don't allow no saxophone in here. My mama don't allow no guitar players in here. My mama don't allow no guitar players in here. Makes no difference if you're flat or sharp, gonna wake up playing a harp. Cause mama don't allow no guitar players in here. No trumpet playing in here. My mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. I don't know how I ever get along, but when I play trumpet, nothing's wrong. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here.
And that was Bunny Berrigan with Mama Don't Allow It. Excuse me. That comes from the Deck of Champions Sessions. Before that, we heard the Texans doing Everybody Loves My Girl. They came off of a limited collector's edition of Jazz in the 20s. That was songs featuring either Red Nichols or Sam Lannon. I believe that one had Sam Lannon going on it. But anyway, Pee Wee Hunt before the Texans, doing Shake It and Break It. That came from the compilation Dixieland Joys. Preceding that, we heard Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five doing Muskrat Ramble from Dixieland Jazz Classics. And then we started that set with Red Nichols doing That's No Bargain, which came off of, I think it came off of Rarest Brunswick Masters. Let me just shift that over there. Yes, it did. Rarest Brunswick Masters, 1926-31. So, that gets us caught up to date. I should maybe amplify myself a little bit there. See, that was Mama Don't Allow, wasn't it? Yes, it was. That we just heard. Just trying to keep up to date here on what I've been playing. Let's see, it's about 7:21, 7:22. And it's a beautiful day outside already. It's about 61 degrees. Nice light breezes. It pretty much feels like spring. Like late April, early May kind of stuff going on. Maybe even mid-May. High today in the mid-60s. I hear there's a chance of some sprinkles, but and maybe even a rain shower or two. But, you know, with temperatures like this at the beginning of December, it's really hard to complain. And, wow. You know, every time we get a big blizzard and you talk to your friends or you're listening to the news and someone says, yeah, the lows will be around minus 20, so much for global warming. Well, hey, how many of those people you think are going to be saying, highs in the 60s in December, global warming? You got it. Okay, I just had to make that observation. So, last week I was in New Orleans, soaking up the local flavor. It was about... Actually, it was even warmer down there, and of course, being New Orleans, it was humid. I was actually feeling uncomfortable, and I had packed appropriately. It wasn't like I was wearing sweaters. I was walking around going, end of November, hot and humid. I don't know if I can take this. But we got through it okay, Kat and I. Walking around, checking out the history, taking tours, and getting in the occasional bit of classic jazz. So, I don't know. We didn't go to Preservation Hall this time. We were outside it. I kind of hung around outside for a little bit just to listen. But I'd been in there before, and unfortunately we were down there at a time when it was darn full in there. I don't know if any of you out there have ever been to Preservation Hall in New Orleans. The group is amazing. The venue is not. It's kind of interesting. It's basically a practically unfinished space into which they cram as many people as they can, so it gets really amazingly hot in there, and very uncomfortable unless you were lucky to get there like 2 hours before it opens and managed to score a good seat. So, but you can still hear them on the street, so I kind of hung around and listened to them for a bit, and also listened to some stuff just up the street at a place called Maison Bourbon on Bourbon Street. And also had a wonderful dinner, which I'll talk about in another set, after another set, at a place called Arnaud's. Not the main Arnaud's, for those of you who are familiar. I didn't have to wear a jacket, but anyway, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, if there's any Dixieland you'd like to hear, give me a call at 216-368-2208. We are doing Dixieland. And not specifically, Dixieland with a strong bent towards Louis Armstrong, because you spend a week in New Orleans and that's just the groove you get into. We're going to start this next set, however, with George Lewis from a sort of a latter recording. It's a little bit later than I usually go, but we're going to stretch the definition to cover it. This is a disc we got in earlier this year, as a matter of fact. You might remember me playing from it. This came in March. It's the disc called Hello Central, Give Me Dr. Jazz. So here's George Lewis, along with, Kid Howard, Jim Robinson, Alton Purnell, Lawrence Marrero, Alcide Pavago, and Joe Watkins doing the song the disc is titled after, Dr. Jazz.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra. I thought I'd sneak that one in. The Dixieland Band. That came off the complete Benny Goodman Volume 1. Just a little fun there. Before that, we heard Bob Crosby and his orchestra. Let's see, Bob Crosby. Does it say here? Doesn't say exactly which incarnation. So I don't know if it's Bob Crosby and the Bobcatters. Probably is. Anyway, Warren Smith on the trombone doing Panama. That came from South Rampart Street Parade. Louis Armstrong ahead of Bob with Willie the Weeper. That came from the Hot Fives and Sevens Volume 2. Preceding Louis Armstrong was Jelly Roll Morton with Beale Street Blues. That came from the complete Jelly Roll Morton Volumes 1 and 2. And we started the set with George Lewis doing Dr. Jazz. From the CD, Hello Central, Give Me Dr. Jazz. It's about 7:43. But anyway, about another hour and 20 minutes left in the Dixieland show this week. That's another 4 sets, so there's plenty of room for your requests. All you gotta do is give me a call at 216-368-2208. And let me know what you want to hear from the whole Dixieland groove. Especially any Louis Armstrong you might want to hear. There's going to be plenty of room for that because we're doing at least one from him in every set. Having just come back from New Orleans where there are constant reminders of Louis Armstrong. There's Armstrong Park, of course, just to the north, just on the north edge of the French Quarter. Where where Kat and I managed to stay a couple of days. A nice place called the Provincial Hotel. But there are hundreds of, you know, wonderful old, you know, quaint, historic, whatever you want to call them, hotels throughout the French Quarter. That's just the one we picked. Certainly nothing bad to say about it. It actually had some very nice little courtyards and everything. That's that whole thing that they got going on in New Orleans in the French Quarter with the courtyards. This was a hotel that was sort of structured around nice courtyards. So, that was nice. And we, of course, wandered up and down Bourbon Street, where there is very little, if any, traditional jazz going on. It's mostly mostly live bands doing funk and hits of the 70s and 80s. Then you get the clubs that just have the big sound systems blaring out the stuff the kids are listening to today. You know, whatever that's all about. And the usual stuff you might expect from a big old party street like Bourbon Street. Since I was down in New Orleans for a conference, it was a little tougher to get away, to get off the beaten path and check some things out. We did go on one of those historical tours where they talk about all the ghosts and stuff. That ended up in a jazz club, but the group playing that night was more modern jazz. Certainly very good at what they did, but not exactly what I was necessarily looking for. But with the conference, as I say, it was harder to get away. It wasn't like a vacation where there's all kinds of time to spend every day just searching for stuff. I never did find a good record store. The only record store that I came across was Tower Records, which, of course, you can get anywhere. So, anyway, unfortunately, I did not come back with some new music, some new CDs. But maybe next time. I see that I've wandered on for too long, so I guess after this next set, I'll tell you about the group that I heard at Arnaud's. But we need to get back into the music, stay on track. We're going to start the next set with Chicago Rhythm Kings from a late 20s recording. This is coming off of a compilation called The Austin High Gang, and the song I've picked is called I Found a New Baby. Thank you.
play it to me. Play it to me, Mr. Mac. Oh, play me some blues. Play it to Mr. B-Jack. Oh, no, you first, Mr. Mac. Play them blues for me, Mac. Tonight. Oh, take that footy on, play me and send me out just right. We'll be right back.
Muggsy Spanier from Ragtime Band. That was At the Jazz Band Ball. Before that, we heard Bunk Johnson doing Down by the Riverside. That was from Bunk Johnson and his Superior Jazz Band, featuring George Lewis and Big Jim Robinson. Before that, Louis Armstrong with Play Me the Blues Take 2 from Midnight at V-Disc. Also on that were, of course, people like Jack Teagarden, who was doing the vocals there. The Acadian Serenaders preceded Play Me the Blues. They did Sans Souci Strut. That came from Dixieland Jazz Classics. And we started the set with the Chicago Rhythm Kings doing I Found a New Baby. That came from Austin High Gang. I need to get a couple messages your way, so let's do that now.
The strangest sound that you have ever heard.
The wonderful, wacky world of radio.
Just a bit outside.
R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P right now.
If it doesn't quite make sense, it must be WRUW 91.1 FM.
Four more states have decriminalized punk rock.
All right. Let's see. I also wanted to let you know that now through December 24th, there's a greeting card fundraiser to benefit the Cleveland Sight Center. Seven designs from local artists are offered for a donation. They feature two selections that are unmistakably Cleveland, in addition to five other original pieces of artwork that are sure to please all on your holiday list. Free name and printing, Braille wallet calendars, and alphabet cards are available. For a brochure and order information, call 216-791-8118, extension 221. Again, that's 216-791-8118, extension 221. To find out about those greeting cards from that will benefit the Cleveland Sight Center. Well, it's about the top of the hour, and it's a good time to remind you that you are listening to 91.1 WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting live from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. You know, let's get one more message out of the way, so that we take care of that now and can get back to the music in a bit here. So here's said message.
Every Sunday at noon, something special happens at WRUW.
It's all show business, kid.
That's right. At 12 noon Sundays, the curtain goes up on Sunday Matinee.
Oh, Vera, I can't wait to hear that overture. Tell me about the show.
Well, every Sunday at noon, we feature the best, the worst, and everything in between from Broadway, Hollywood, and London musicals.
You follow the theater?
What are you trying to insinuate?
Join us for Sunday Matinee, 12 noon Sundays, hosted by David Caban.
What's he like?
I hear he's terrific, a genius ready to emerge.
So what are your plans for this Sunday afternoon?
Let's go crazy Broadway style!
Excellent choice. This Sunday at noon, make sure you tune your radio down to FM 91.1.
You know what's down there?
What?
Broadway.
Okay. It's, just a little bit past 8 o'clock. And wanted to get back to the whole Dixieland thing. Actually, I did want to tell a little story. It had been, we'd gotten through most of the week without hearing a whole lot of traditional jazz or Dixieland, except for the little bit that I'd managed to hear standing outside Preservation Hall for a few minutes. And I was feeling kind of depressed about that. But a small group of us are going out to dinner. And here's part of the point of this story. My wife said, "Always trust the concierge." She's done a lot more traveling than I have in her life. So I said, okay. So we went down to the concierge, and we said, okay, this is what we want. Where do we go? And he said, here's what I'm going to recommend. Go to this place. It's called Arnaz Richelieu Room. Arnaz is an institution in New Orleans. They've been there forever and ever and ever. It's a restaurant that's been in operation for, more than a century, basically. It turns out that they take up most of a block with a number of restaurants, all named Arnaud's, but with different variations. The main one, you can't get into dinner without like complete formal wear. If you don't have a jacket and tie, just forget it. Which I didn't, so we weren't getting in there. But he said the Richelieu room, it's a little less dressy. There's a slight cover charge, but you don't have to wear the jacket. So as we figure it, we were charged, you know, we had a cover charge to not wear a jacket, but, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, he said they usually have good jazz, so we said, could you call them and ask? So we called, and they said, yeah, we're having a Dixieland trio tonight. And we said, sold. So we went for dinner at Arnaud's Richelieu Room, which is just off Bourbon Street on the, I guess it's the south end of the French Quarter, the end closer to downtown, central business district, and ended up seated literally next to this trio called the Joe Simon Jazz Group. And they were amazing. The only way really I can put it is sweet and hot. They knew what they were doing. They had a guy on the upright bass, a guy on banjo, and one guy on clarinet, and they were tight. They were incredible. And since we were sitting next to them, we start singing along and making requests, and they start talking to us. You know, we just had a great old time. And I think they did too. It was definitely a kick. So if you're down in New Orleans, tip number one is check with a concierge or, you know, someone at the front desk who knows the area to find out where the music is. Of course, you probably knew that, but if you can hook up with the Joe Simon Jazz Group, or if you get word that Arnaud's is doing a Dixieland trio, I definitely recommend you check it out. The meal's a little pricey, but very, very good, and the music there just could not be beat. They did some great stuff, and worked around a banjo string breaking, which was pretty cool. So, actually, some of the songs that they did, I'm going to try to get to in this show, among them Basin Street Blues, although it was interesting they had rearranged the words a little bit to make it a little more politically correct, I suppose. Where at some point I'm probably going to play the Jack Teagarden version from the mid-50s, but they did a great version of Basin Street Blues. They did When the Saints Go Marching In, of course, without the banjo, because that's when he broke his string. But they did a fine job. Tiger Rag, Summertime, which was requested by my wife. Just a whole bunch of stuff. It was really, really awesome. And I count myself lucky, even though it was really the only time we saw an entire performance of live jazz and live Dixieland. It was worth it. Just the whole trip was pretty much worth this group. We ended up staying longer. We'd been done with dinner for like an hour by the time we ended up leaving, and they ended for the night. We were looking at our watches saying, you know, it's getting late, and we're done eating, but we don't care. That's how good this music is. We're not leaving. This is our table, and we're staying. So, anyway, that was a good time, and that's the one major recommendation I take away from New Orleans to pass on to you. I might talk a little bit about some of the stuff we saw later on, but we're going to get back to the music. Starting off with requested Kid Ory, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. What a way to start the second hour, the original Dixieland One Step. We'll be right back.
Back in about 1929, Red Nichols wanted to do a record date, and he wanted some lyrics and a verse to Basin Street. So he gave the assignment to the late Glenn Miller and myself, and this is what came out, Basin Street. Won't you come along with me along the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us. Old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. A heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends the land of dreams. You'll never know it as it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree, where welcome seems. Welcome me in where I can lose my bass and sweet blues. A trombone coda cadenza or something like that.
Thank you.
was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Rocky Mountain Blues. It came off of the compilation Dixieland Jazz Classics. Before that, we heard Henry Red Allen along with Jack Teagarden doing Basin Street Blues. It came from the concert recording at Newport. Ahead of the Newport show, we heard Benny Moten and his orchestra doing Kansas City Shuffle. And that was from the complete Benny Moten Volumes 1 and 2. Louis Armstrong ahead of Benny with Dinah from Louis Armstrong Volume 6. And we started the set with Kid Ory and his Creole Jazz Band doing original Dixieland One Step from the album Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. It's kind of interesting, actually. Oops, ouch. In New Orleans, when they talk about the difference between Creole and Cajun, it turns out Creole means anyone who was born in the New Orleans area before the Louisiana Purchase, before all the Americans showed up. So really anyone of French, Spanish, or Portuguese descent, I think they said, who was born in the colonies, or someone who's descended from such a person. So if you're a descendant of somebody who was born in the New Orleans area before the Americans showed up after the Louisiana Purchase in the very early 1800s, then you get to call yourself a Creole. And personally, I much prefer Creole food over Cajun food, but then I have two strikes against me with Cajun. One is that I don't really like spice, and the other is that I really don't like spice. Hot, spicy foods are very difficult for me. On the other hand, I do like complex, subtle flavors, and that Creole was right up my alley. So I was dining on a lot of Creole while people around me were having a lot of Cajun. But, you know, that's how it goes. I certainly enjoyed it myself. So anyway, one thing I would like to recommend if you do get down to New Orleans is to take one of the historical tours of the Garden District. The Garden District is truly beautiful, and there are some incredible homes there. And if you pick one of the good, one of the more solid, reputable historical tours, you usually get the Garden District and Lafayette Cemetery, which is there. And you can learn a lot of interesting things about sort of the history of New Orleans, how the Garden District arose, why the street names changed as they crossed Canal Street from the French Quarter to the Garden District. Home construction, you get to see the home of both Anne Rice and Trent Reznor, if you're into Nine Inch Nails, or the vampire books. But also you get to see Lafayette Cemetery and find out the history of both below ground cemeteries in New Orleans, which they started out with, and then when they figured out that was a bad idea, they went to the above-ground cemeteries, and get to hear all about that. Very interesting stuff, and I highly recommend that if you get down there, you set aside a little time to take at least one of the historical tours. In addition to, you know, if you want to take the haunted tours, where they talk about the ghosts and the vampires and all that kind of stuff, you know, by all means, go for that. But I definitely can't recommend enough checking out the history of New Orleans, especially the Garden District. The French Quarter is also fascinating in its own history, but you get a lot of that just by being there and reading plaques on buildings. There are pretty much plaques everywhere. So anyway, that was something that we really enjoyed quite a lot. And we didn't, unfortunately, get over to take the tour of St. Louis Cemetery No. 1, but as I said before, maybe next time. All right, we have about a half hour to go here in the Dixieland Show. It's time for a set plus a few. So there's still room for your requests if you'd like to call in. The number is 216-368-2208. And we'll see what we can do to sneak in your request at the end if you call soon. Let's see, this next set I'm going to start with Sidney Bechet. Actually, as part of Noble Sissle's Swingsters. The song is Viper Mad. ¶¶
just like a man must have my fun. I'm never sad, it can't be done. The people are talking, but I don't care. I'm 21, far from done, I've just begun. Wrap your chops round this stick of tea, blow this gauge and get high with me. Good tea is my weakness, I know it's bad. It sends me gait, and I can't wait, I'm Viper Man. Chops round this stick of tea, come on, blow this gauge and get tall with me. Good tea is my weakness, I know it's bad. It sends me gait, and I can't wait, I'm Viper Man.
Thank you. I'll tell you something you don't know. You don't know. If you just listen to me, honey, I'll tell you something you don't know. If you just give me a break and take me back, I won't be calling no more, calling no more.
Louis Armstrong with Gully Low Blues. That came from the Hot Fives and Sevens Volume 3. Before that, we heard Nancy LeMaire's Levee Loungers with South Rampart Street Parade. It came off of Dixieland Joys. Red Nichols ahead of Nancy LeMaire doing Dirktown Strutter's Ball. That came from the Red Nichols Miff Mull Great Original Jazz Performances CD. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra preceded Red with Deez Dem Doze from the 1934-35 Decca Sessions, and we started the set with Sidney Bechet doing Viper Mad. That came off of Black Stick. And that's got us caught up. We have about, it's about 12 minutes left, which is time for another song or two before we get out of here. So let's do that thing. I'm going to go back to Bunk Johnson just because it's an amazing recording, kind of in the same vein as the song we just heard. This is Storyville Blues.
ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The whiskey don't get you. The women must.
Yes, he did ramble. That was Kid Ory and Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band with Oh, Didn't He Ramble? And before that, we heard Bunk Johnson doing Storyville Blues. That came from Authentic New Orleans Jazz by Bunk Johnson and his Superior Jazz Band featuring George Lewis and Big Jim Robinson. Yes, that's the title of the album. So there you go. That just about does it, although I do have one more message to send your way before we get out of here, and this is it.
This is A Minute in the Future, a profile of teaching, research, and service at Case Western Reserve University. The Case School of Engineering has joined Learn and Serve America, an arm of the Corporation for National Service. Learn and Serve America is a consortium of five engineering schools which offer students opportunities through coursework to serve the special engineering needs of their local communities. The Case School of Engineering will receive a $60,000 grant in support of this enterprise. Members of the consortium plan to launch programs modeled after Purdue University's Engineering Projects and Community Service Program, which was established in 1995 and has received support from major educational institutions and industry. Case Western Reserve currently offers freshman engineers real-world engineering design experience locally and will offer even more in cooperation with Learn and Serve America. This has been A Minute on the Future, a profile of teaching, research, and service at Case Western Reserve University.
And we are broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University, in case you didn't know that. And you've been listening for the last 2 hours to the Dixieland edition of Your Father's Oldsmobile. Because I went to New Orleans and came back with that Dixieland bug. Or the Dixieland jazz fever, or whatever you want to call it. That's what I had, so sort of worked it out this week. And I thank you for coming along with me. Thanks to those who called in with requests and comments. As always, they are greatly appreciated because they help improve the show. I like to think of the show, at its best, the show is a collaborative effort between me and you. And so thanks to those who help make it that kind of an effort. I will not be here next week. I have more business stuff to go do. So Charlie Sabre will be back in for me Wednesday from 7 to 9 for another round of Your Father's Oldsmobile. And then I'll be back the week after that and the week after that. Actually, after this next week, I shouldn't have to travel again until somewhere near the end of January. So I'll be with you through the holidays. Probably going to do a Christmas show there the week before Christmas and all that kind of fun stuff. So I hope you'll be back then, as well as next week for Charlie and every week for Your Father's Oldsmobile here on WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland. So, until next time, I'm going to leave you with a Dixieland closer, one of the classics. This one from Sid Phillips and his band, Clarinet Marmalade. Until we meet again, stay well, enjoy the warm weather. I'm out of here.
Good morning. You are listening to WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. It is now 9 o'clock and time for the Exploding Plastic Inevitable, which will start this week, as it does always, with Mary Schneider, Yodeling Overtures off of her album, Yodeling the Classics.